Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm speaking with Megan Anderson, field agronomist with Iowa State University Extension and Outreach. The harvest season has wrapped up, and what kind of figures are you starting to hear for yields for corn and soybeans in the area?
I would say that it depends highly on the farm itself, but they are far greater than many farmers thought they were going to be, and it is not unusual for me to be hearing yields easily up into the 220s or maybe 240s or so. Some farmers, in fact, have reported that their corn yields are higher than they were last year, which is really just pretty incredible considering what our conditions have been this year. As far as soybean yields go, the reports that I've been getting are that the soybean yields are not bad, but it's a little bit disappointing when they compare them to the corn yields and how good the corn yields are. The soybean yields are more like just average overall. Of course, there are some people who have very high soybean yields and some people who did see lower soybean yields this year as well.
And you mentioned the conditions that were experienced during this season. Can you give us a refresher and kind of remind us what they were like this year?
Yeah, in case anybody forgot, June was just really, really hot. And it seemed like we had really, really hot temperatures, and we had really droughty-like conditions. And Washington County, it did take a while for them to show up on the drought monitor, but eventually those drought conditions did show up and creep into that Keokuk and Washington County area, and we were just incredibly dry. So I think we were saved quite a bit based on the fact that we had good soil moisture coming into the summer. And really the temperatures when we did start getting really dry were not all that high. So we had really warm June, but the July and August temperatures didn't seem quite as warm. Many people probably did get fairly timely rains, so that right when things were really starting to get bad, those rainfalls really helped save the crop.
And with the Washington area, what kind of numbers are you hearing for yields here?
Yeah, so again, they're going to be all over the board. The yields for corn are easily over 200 bushels, probably from what I'm hearing from most people. On average, it's likely going to be lower than that. I'm not sure what the USDA is predicting right now as far as the corn yields for Washington County itself. But I don't think that yield will probably be as high as last year's as far as the average goes. For soybean yields, they're going to be pretty good soybean yields, but I think on average I've been hearing that sort of low to mid-60s range, probably not quite as good as last year again.
And we talked about the weather and the conditions. Did you hear much about weeds or nuisances for farmers this season?
You know, the disease issues were really quiet this summer, it seemed like, due to these really dry conditions. They weren't good for disease spread. But like usual, we always have those water hemp that creep up above the canopy. And I think earlier this summer, there were more issues with horseweed or mare's tail, more appropriately, causing problems in soybean fields this summer. So the weeds are always there, and they're always going to be a problem, but there were a lot of other issues that were quiet this year because of those drought conditions.
And now that harvest is wrapped up, what are some of the activities that farmers are doing at this time?
Well, hopefully people have gotten a lot of their cover crop seeding done and their dry fertilizer put on, and if they're putting on anhydrous or manure, they're finishing those up as well before we see our ground freeze here. So those have been some very prominent activities, I think, in the last few weeks, especially with the really nice weather that we've had. And we'll just hopefully get everything kind of tucked away before winter starts and start planning what our hybrids and varieties are going to be for next year, start picking out what chemicals we may be using next year, and get ready to start it all over again.
That's been today's Washington Page for KCII with ISU Extension and Outreach field agronomist Megan Anderson. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.